Welcome to everyone on today's Strategic Planning Working Group meeting on Thursday, the 4th of October. On the Spanish channel, we have Eric Huesca, Silvia Herlein-Leiter, Alejandro Pisanti. On the English channel, we have Olivier Cretin-Leblanc, Jeff Annan-Philipson, Roosevelt King. We have apologies today from Jose Arce. And from staff, we have Matt Asciani, Silvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Steve LeGrubel. I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also to assist our interpreters to identify the speakers on the other language channel. I would like to welcome our interpreters today, who are Sabrina and David. Thank you very much, and over to you, Alejandro.
This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Gisela. It is very good to have you on this conference call. The working group members present are Eric Huesca and myself. We are Spanish speakers, and Dev and Antilak Singh and Rosal King, who are English speakers. They do not speak Spanish, but Eric and myself do speak English. So I don't know if you would like to proceed to have the conference call only on the English channel. This is Silvia Herlein requesting the floor. Alejandro, you can do that, but since we have interpreters, the English channel will be working normally, and the interpreters have to take their time to interpret any speaker on the call, be it in English or Spanish, and it has been agreed that all conference calls will have interpretation, because in all groups we have English speakers and Spanish speakers. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Sylvia, thank you. A person that is very close to my family had a three-year-old child and bought him a sweater, and the sweater did not fit. And they told the child, this has to fit because I have just bought the sweater for you. Sylvia Herlin, okay, point taken. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I do understand that we have the interpreters. I appreciate them greatly. I respect them greatly, and I appreciate this resource being available. But I wouldn't use this resource, given that we will have the recording available for the rest of the group and for the rest of La Cralo. That would be my only consideration. And even so, and having the interpreters, we could, and I put this to Eric's consideration, we could proceed with the conference call in English and have the interpreters only to interpret legal or technical points that we do not understand, and of course to have the audio in Spanish. Eric, what's your view on this? Eric Huesca speaking. I consider that we can proceed in English, given that three of the members present are English speakers, and Alejandro Pisanti and myself are able to speak in English, and it would be much better for the sake of the group's work. And this would go beyond. We should have documents in English rather than Spanish, because a document drafted in La Cralo in that work can be shared with all La Cralo. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Eric. I would like to hear Olivier's opinion, and of course I would like to hear Dev and Roosevelt's opinion on this. Alejandro Pisante, this is the interpreter speaking. Alejandro Pisante was requesting Olivier's opinion and Roosevelt or Deb's opinion on this point. Alejandro Pisante speaking again. Well, hearing no reply then, Alejandro, I think that we will make our lives difficult and continue in Spanish. But for the record, Silvia, in the next conference call, at least, this is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Excuse me for interrupting. I have people raising their hands in the AC. Olivier, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Alejandro. It's Olivier speaking. You know, you are able to conduct your meeting in either of those two languages. But what you do need to remember, though, is if you do wish to conduct the meeting in English, then you need to swap over to the English channel. It is important that both channels are recorded. The Spanish channel will have a Spanish recording of what's happened. The English channel will have the English recording of what's happened. And it's important because the transcription also takes place afterwards. And it would be fair for the people in the region in both languages to be able to follow what went on. So if you do decide to speak in English, then you would have to swap over to the English channel. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, and this is Devina.
Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Olivier. Yes, I had mentioned that. So we are 20 minutes past the hour, and we are, or we seem to be lacrallo because we have not agreed on the language that we will be used. Eric and Devananti Laksing has the floor now. Before that, Eric Weska speaking. We should not, or we cannot continue any further debate on the working language for this conference call, but for the record, everybody in this group is fluent in English, and the participation of interpreters simply delays a debate that could be more fluent or smoother. So let us not delay this conference call any further, and I suggest that we should continue on the Spanish channel, that is Alejandro Pisante and myself. But for the next meeting, please be aware that both Alejandro and myself should be on the English channel exactly so as to avoid any delays as the one we are now having. We have spent 20 minutes debating this point. Alejandro Pisante, thank you. Eric, Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Antiluxin for the transcript. Thank you, Alejandro. And I think what Olivier said and what Eric has said, I agree fully. So let us continue. Let us continue. That's it.
Dev, this is the interpreter. Go ahead, please.
Oh, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, Dave, yes.
Oh, okay. So sorry, Donna. I was on mute.
Let me just double-check that the interpreter's hearing you.
Okay. This is Devanan. Just to say that I agree with what Eric said. Let's just continue with our current arrangement as is, and let's continue the agenda. Thank you.
Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Deb. So do we all agree with the agenda? First of all, we have the roll call, then the objectives and scope of the work. Point 3, methods of work. Point 4, internal organization of the team. 5, calendar. And 6, any other business. Do we all agree with this agenda? Alejandro Pisante speaking. Since I have no reply, then I will assume that we all agree with this agenda. Then we are now going to focus on the objective. I see affirmative replies from Olivier and Roosevelt, and Deb, sorry, and Roosevelt is typing something. Roosevelt, reply to your question, what is agenda bashing? Well, this is a very commonly used way of speaking on the internet, and it has to do with debating or discussing the agenda. We have a formal point at the beginning of any meeting that has to do with the presentation or introduction and adoption of the agenda. And this is what we are doing now so that we are sure that we agree. Okay, I see your reply. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Roosevelt. So we are now going to proceed. Briefly, I think that like any other working group, at the beginning of any project, we have to discuss the objectives and scope of the work. For the interpreters, when I say alcance in Spanish, I want that word translated as scope into English. That is, scope of work. This is what I mean. Basically, we have two options to interpret our charter or mandate. One option is that we need to work on the LACRALO strategic planning on that group. That is, our deliverable would be a strategic plan for LACRALO. This strategic plan, in my opinion, and according to people that I have consulted, I have spoken with Roosevelt, Freddy Linares, Alberto Soto, we think that if we draft a strategic plan for LACRALO, we should have a participative procedure or approach. So my proposal is, please do not work on this strategic plan for LACRALO between now and December, because these participative approaches are very time-consuming and will take typically around 6 months. So we need to narrow down the scope and objective of this work to the introduction or presentation of the procedure and process that we will use for this strategic planning. And this strategic planning in this initial stage has to come from a SWOT analysis, SWOT in English. That is, we focus on strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and we should come up with a simple scheme or graph, G-A-N-T-T, graph. So we should have that Gantt diagram or a simple way in which we can track or follow up planning for LACRALO, and we should focus on PMI, project management tools. So we should work on the planning triangle. We should also work on human resources, quality, etc. And we have to come up with a proposal at this initial stage so that in the early months of 2013 we can focus on strategic planning for LACRALO. This is my proposal regarding objectives and scope of the work. I am open to your opinion. I just wanted to pave the way for the working group, but of course any comment is welcome. Please feel free to request the floor. This is Eric Huesca. I think that the proposal is a good one, Alejandro, especially if we take into account the timeline, the December timeline. By that point in time, we can have a document dealing with methodology and dealing with how to work on this strategic planning at all levels. This is important because if not, we will find ourselves in these typically massively participative debates or discussions. This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Eric. Is there any other comment? I do not see anybody raising their hand in the AC. If we now see the AC screen, we see that Olivier Crepin-Leblanc has posted the SWOT analysis that took place within the ALAC, and Lacrallo took part of that analysis, and this is what I was referring to in an email I circulated a couple of hours ago. So we do not have to start our SWOT from scratch. We have to focus on the most important variables for the sake of decision-making and build upon previously done work. Olivier is very kindly sharing this with us. This will be on the record. I want this to be on the record, this URL posted by Olivier. I want that on the record and in the transcript record as well. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Roosevelt or Deb, have you got any comment on this point?
This is Devan Antilak Singh.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay, thank you. Devan Antilak Singh for the record. I agree, Alejandro. I think that, you know, going with a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, is a good approach. I think by doing that first, that by working on that, we can begin to identify what should be our priorities and so forth. So I agree with the approach and what the approach you outlined in your email that you sent a few hours ago.
This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Dev. If there are no further comments on this point, then we can consider that item 2 on the agenda is now closed. We have a definition that contains a very clear decision in that between now and December, January, we are not going to produce or draft the entire present planning, but we will come up with the methodologies to that effect within Lacrallo. Is this correct regarding point 2? This is Eric Huesca, and I agree. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Dev, do you agree?
Agree. This is Dave. I agree.
Alejandro Pisante speaking. Okay, I see Dev's agreement on the AC room. Thank you. And I see that Roosevelt has typed that SWOT analysis is commonly the first part of any strategic planning, and I take this as his agreement. Eric Huesca speaking. I agree. This is the first part of any analysis. We should focus on 3 scenarios. But that comes after the SWOT analysis. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Correct, thank you. So having reached this agreement, we now proceed to close item 2 on the agenda, objectives and scope of work. In the coming week, we will come up with further detail. Now we focus on item 3 or point 3 on the agenda, that is methods of work. A couple of hours ago, I sent an email from Mexico, and I proposed using SWOT as one of our methods and the project management tools in a light way, if you will, and I don't mean that we should be taking this lightly, and I don't mean to say that we should use elements or tools or formalities to the minimum. Because we need to make large-scale decisions, but we do not have to focus on details or too many details. So we should focus on a 20% information so that we can make 80% of the decisions. Eric Wesker speaking. After listening to Alejandro, we should focus on identifying key variables that will enable us to determine within a SWOT analysis to determine the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And on the other hand, we should start with a scenario analysis regarding the organization. That is, if the organization as it is today does not change, then what is the trend of this organization? What should happen or what should the organization do? And if nothing comes up or nothing happens, then what would be the catastrophic scenario for the organization? In other words, these 20% should focus on the most relevant variables, and that would be, or that could be, the goal of our work, that is identifying those variables. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Eric. Is there any other comment? Sylvia has said goodbye in the AC. Thank you, Sylvia, for your participation. Thank you for your support. Dev mentions that we could use the wiki for the SWOT to put the SWOT table. Thank you, Dev. I agree. I think we are not the ones that should go very deep into the SWOT, but we have to come up with the work scheme that Lacrallo on the whole will be using. Of course, we need a comprehensive and overall view that we will use or that will be used when the group proceeds with its own SWOT analysis.
Okay.
Alejandro Pisante is speaking. Is there any comment? Eric Wesker. Alex, I think that I agree with what you are saying. I think that we should focus on how we would be working. This is something that Dev wrote about. And he mentioned the wiki. So I think that the wiki could be the record of our SWOT debates or work, and also the record for these conference calls that could take place every 2 weeks. So we should have 4 conference calls between now and December formally, and also we should have a place or site where we could draft the document together jointly, including reviews and input contributions from the working group members. That would be my proposal in order to wrap up the point dealing with methods of work. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Eric. Dev is mentioning that we can use the wiki for comments, that comments can be made on the wiki, and that is, in fact, taking place. So, Eric, I don't know if you agree with this or you have any other proposals. Eric speaking, I think the wiki is okay. It's fine. I agree with that. Alejandro Pisante speaking, thank you. So we have reached agreement regarding methods of work. We will use the wiki in order to draft the documents for the group. I think that with this, we can start working and we can then close item 3 on the agenda, that is a method of work. I would like to know if there is agreement on this. Eric Weske speaking. Yes, I agree.
This is Dave. One question.
Let's go ahead, Deb, please.
Okay. I heard Eric mentioning a possibility of like having 4 conference calls for this working group. I mean, are we agreeing to that? I mean, do you think that is what is needed between now and December?
Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Eric's proposal was to have conference calls every 2 weeks. So that gives a total of 4 for the remainder of this year, excluding dates in December on which we cannot work regularly. Initially, I agree. Of course, sometimes our work will not be ready or it will overlap with some other event, and we may have to cancel a conference call. Maybe we will end up having 3, but it is a good starting point as a framework, and that will come hand in hand with item 5 on the agenda, that is our calendar. It's better to have a calendar rather than having one that you make up as you go. Eric Weske, I apologize because I have to leave the call. I will read the conclusions later on. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Eric. If you can please tell us about the internal organization of the team, that is item 4. Do you agree with having a 2-layer team or working group, that is a central team that will be drafting documents and putting them or submitting them to discussion, and then the remainder of the team that will work according to their availability? The main team will be made up of people that can commit and live up to that commitment, and that is drafting and reviewing documents and approving the documents for further circulation. Eric Weske speaking. I agree with your proposal, Alex, and I would like to be part of the main team, if possible. Unfortunately, I have to leave, and I apologize. I will stay in touch by email, and I thank you. Thank you. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Okay, correct. Thank you, Eric. So, Dev and Roosevelt are still present. Do you agree to proceed on to the following point, that is internal organization of the team, since we have closed methods of work? Do you agree with that?
This is Dave. I agree, and I'll be willing to be also on the core team. Thank you.
Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Dev. So we have the support of members present. I still need to hear from Roosevelt. So we are going to have a core team and then the rest of the team. And volunteers for the core team are Alejandro Pisanti, Eric Weske, and Dev Anantilaksing. Roosevelt, would you like to be a member of the core team, if possible?
Yes, I'm a member of the core team.
Speaking. I cannot hear you, Roosevelt. My proposal, Dev and Roosevelt, would be as follows. If we agree on this, then we can circulate the group's decision, the working group's decision, by email, and then the working group members can let us know if they can join or would like to join the group. Yes, Roosevelt, go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, go ahead, please.
This is Dave. Roosevelt, apparently, we may have lost Roosevelt, unfortunately. But I believe he was about to say yes. This is Dave.
Alejandro Bisante speaking. Thank you, Dave. We will take your reply on Roosevelt's behalf, and of course he can later confirm or deny this reply.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandro Bisante speaking. So we have the internal organization of the team, and it has been approved. So now we are going to move on to item 5, the calendar. The only proposal is the aim or goal.
Hello.
That is, in December we should have the basic document so that we can share it with Lacrallo on the whole and submit it to discussion. Of course, we will get it back for further work. So, Dev, Roosevelt, Olivier is telling me on the AC that Roosevelt is back. So my proposal regarding the calendar would be as follows. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, we should have a first document or initial document on the wiki with the SWOT, and of course we would refer to ALAC's SWOT and focus on aspects, on specific aspects, and also we should include the specific characteristics regarding the scope of this project and the timeline. We can have these as an initial or preliminary draft, and I would like to know if Dev or Roosevelt could volunteer to draft to draft this draft zero or initial draft for this work.
This is Dave. Just to say that I think I could recreate the wiki pages and begin start putting down some of the filling out the SWOT table. I just want to point out, of course, that in 2 weeks is the ICANN meeting, so I don't think 2 weeks will be enough for us to actually get that done, at least for me anyway, because I'll be involved in the ICANN meetings, perhaps towards the end of the month.
This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Roosevelt, any comment on this?
Sorry about that. No, I will go with what Dev agrees with.
Go ahead, Roosevelt, please.
Speak louder, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, saying for the record, I will go with what Dev agrees with. Hear me?
Yeah.
Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you. So I will break this point up into two different points. First, we have the volunteers to draft zero, and then the calendar. I agree with Desh in that a two-week deadline is very pressing, given that we are shortly going to have the ICANN meeting that will be taking up more than 5 days from our calendar. So I agree with having this document by the end of the month, maybe October 30th or 31st could be our goal or target deadline. Secondly, having this deadline in mind, and Dev, Roosevelt, or both, but I would like a specific person as a volunteer to write or pen the draft zero or kickoff draft, to put it in sports terms.
This is Dave. I'll volunteer for that. And I'm sure Roosevelt would help me with this. And I think, and also to finish, I think October 31st would be, well, we can aim for that, certainly.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that.
Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Dev. Of course, I am available as well. When I accepted the responsibility to coordinate this group, I knew this was part of my responsibilities. So please, you can count on me for any discussion outside the wiki, and also to replace you if you have any difficulty when it comes to meeting the deadline. And I would say that in a week's time before we leave for the ICANN meeting, we should share some results of our work. Of course, we will meet face-to-face, and it will be easier to interact. And, of course, feel free to count on me there.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I consider that, well, we haven't really defined the calendar completely, but we have defined our calendar of work as much as possible to do this today. That is to say, we have a goal, which is December, and a first step in 3 weeks and a half for the 31st of October. This will allow us to see if we need to adjust the calendar a little bit, but it could not go over the end of January, in my opinion. If you agree with this, this is still Alejandro Pisanti speaking, we can finish item number 5 of the agenda, that is the calendar, with these objectives. One is the goal, December. The second step is the zero draft for October 31st. This should be done by Deb as the main person responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take the silence as an acceptance so that we can complete item number 5 called calendar. And as item number 6, we will go to any other business. Is there any other item that we have not considered and that you would like to include in this session?
Mm-hmm.
Still Alejandro speaking. I would like to ask Olivia in particular, do you have any comment? Olivia, I see you're raising your hand. You have the floor, Olivia. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Alejandro. It's Olivier for the transcript. And it's you're kind of reading my mind. I was going to say a few words. I'm following the process by which these working groups in La Corallo work very closely because, as you know, this is the first Rallo that is running its own working groups for things. And I think it's the one dealing with the strategy and strategic development and strategic planning is particularly important because the ALAC itself is asked every year to now develop strategic planning that will fit with the overall strategic planning of ICANN. So since we're dealing with an absolute pyramid here, if the ALAC is to perform strategic planning, it has to ask its RALOs for strategic planning. And I think that the work that we did last year in the Finance and Budget Subcommittee was pretty hard because we did have to go back to all of our RALOs and ask. And there was no method to it, if you want, rather than just say, please, whoever can help, please help. The fact that La Corallo is now putting together an actual process by which to do strategic planning in the region is something which I would really look forward to see in all the regions ultimately. But you have to understand, you are the region that is pioneering this. And so I really wish all the best for this process to take place. And I'm very glad, Alejandro, that you're running this. I think it's really great. So thank you.
This is Alejandro speaking. Olivia, thank you very much. Dev, Roosevelt, and the other persons from the staff in ICANN who are still with us in this meeting. Is there any other comment, additional comment you would like to state? Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I would like to make an additional comment regarding the dates for the calls. I would like to ask that we coordinate with the staff the date and time of each call so that we can accommodate this on the at-large calendar. This is Alejandro speaking now. The answer is, of course, yes. And then Silvia speaking again. The next meeting will be scheduled for the last week in October, as far as I understand. That would be for the 30th of October. Alejandro speaking, yes, that's the idea, that's correct. Okay, this is Silvia speaking, thank you very much. Alejandro speaking again. We will refine the dates and time a little bit more ahead in time, but the starting point, actually, why don't we do something from now? Why don't we fix it on for Tuesday the 30th at 17 hours Mexico time? I hope this is still still 22 UTC. Because I'm not really sure what are the time changes for the different regions. Silvia speaking. So the date, we take note of the date for now and we will coordinate with Gisela to confirm it. Alejandro speaking again. That's okay. Thank you very much. Apparently that's all for now. We are 2 minutes from the hour. If you all agree, we will adjourn this session, and I would like to thank you very much. I would like to thank the participants, and Silvia, in absence, but this should be stated on record, Silvia Vivanco and Silvia Herline, of course, for their intense coordination work and encouragement so that we could have this meeting. Gisela, Heidi, and whoever else is from the staff in ICANN, and then, of course, the interpreters who are heroic and who are always very kind with us. Thank you. This is the end of the meeting. This meeting has been adjourned. Those of you who are seeing the sunset, have a good time. Thank you very much.
Enjoy. I might be seeing the sunshine soon. At this rate. Great stuff.
Thank you, interpreters. And thanks, everyone.
You're welcome, Ted. Goodbye.
Thank you. Right, okay.